confession of Anne Askew. Anne Askew, answer unto Johann Lassell's letter. Oh, friend, dearly beloved in God, I marvel not a little what should move you to judge in me so slender a faith as to fear death, which is the end of all misery. In the Lord, I desire you not to believe me of such wickedness, for I doubt it not, but God will perform his work in me, like as he hath begun. I understand the council is not a little displeased that it should be reported abroad that I was racked in the tower. They say now that they did there was but to fear me, whereby I perceive they are ashamed of their uncomely doings, and fear much lest the king's majesty should have information thereof. Wherefore they would no man to noise it. Well, their cruelty, God forgive them. Your heart in Christ Jesu, farewell, and pray. The confession of her faith, which Anne Askew made in Newgate afore she suffered. I, Anne Askew, of good memory, although my merciful Father hath given me the bread of adversity and the water of trouble, yet not so much as my sins hath deserved, confess myself here a sinner before the throne of his heavenly majesty, desiring his eternal mercy. And for so much as I am by the law unrighteously condemned for an evil doer concerning opinions, I take the same most merciful God of mine, which hath made both heaven and earth, to record that I hold no opinions contrary to his most holy word. And I trust in my merciful Lord, which is the giver of all grace, that he will graciously assist me against all evil opinions which are contrary to his blessed verity. For I take him to witness that I have, do, and will do unto my life's end, utterly abhor them to the uttermost of my power. But this is the heresy which they report me to hold, that after the priest hath spoken the words of consecration, there remaineth bread still. But they both say, and also teach it for a necessary article of faith, that after those words be once spoken, there remaineth no bread, but even the self-same body that hung upon the cross on Good Friday, both flesh, blood, and bone. To this belief of theirs say I nay. For then were our common creed false, which saith that he sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, and from thence shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Lo, this is the heresy that I hold, and for it must suffer the death. But as touching the holy and blessed supper of the Lord, I believe it to be a most necessary remembrance of his glorious sufferings and death. Moreover, I believe as much therein as my eternal and only Redeemer Jesus Christ would I should believe. Finally, I believe all those scriptures to be true, whom he hath confirmed with his most precious blood. Yea. And as St. Paul saith, those scriptures are sufficient for our learning and salvation that Christ hath left here with us. So that I believe we need no unwritten verities to rule his church with. Therefore, look what he hath laid unto me with his own mouth in his holy gospel, that have I with God's grace closed up in my heart. And my full trust is, as David saith, that it shall be a lantern to my footsteps. Psalm 118. There be some do say that I deny the Eucharist or sacrament of thanksgiving, but those people do untruly report of me. For I both say and believe it, that if it were ordered, like as Christ instituted it and left it, a most singular comfort it were unto us all. But as concerning your Mass, as it is now used in our days, I do say and believe it to be the most abominable idol that is in the world. Oh, Lord, I have more enemies now than there be hairs on my head. Yet, Lord, let them never overcome me with vain words, but fight thou, Lord, in my stead, for on thee cast I my care. With all the spite they can imagine, they fall upon me, which am thy poor creature. Yet, sweet Lord, let me not sit by them which are against thee, for in thee is my whole delight. And, Lord, I heartily desire of thee that thou wilt, of thy most merciful goodness, forgive them that violence which they do and have done unto me. Open also thou their blind hearts, that they may hereafter do that thing in thy sight which is only acceptable before thee. And to set forth thy verity aright, without all vain fantasies of sinful men. So be it, O Lord, so be it, by me and askew. The ballad which Anne Askew made and sang when she was in Newgate. Like as the armed knight appointed to the field, with this world will I fight, and faith shall be my shield. Faith is that weapon strong, which will not fail at need. My foes therefore among, therewith will I proceed. As it is had in strength and force of Christ's way, it will prevail at length, though all the devils say nay. Faith in the Father's own obtained righteousness, which makes me very bold to fear no world's distress. I now rejoice in heart and hope bid me do so, for Christ will take my part and ease me of my woe. Thou sayest, Lord, whoso knocks, to them thou wilt attend. Undo therefore the lock, and thy strong power send. More enemies now I have than hairs upon my head. Let them not me deprave, but fight thou in my stead. On thee my care I cast, for all their cruel spite I set not by their hast, for thou art my delight. I am not she that list my anchor to let fall for every drizzling mist, my ship substantial. Not oft use I to write in prose, nor yet in rhyme, yet will I show one sight that I saw in my time. I saw a royal throne where justice should have sit, but in her stead was one of muddy, cruel wit. Absorbed was righteousness as of the raging flood. Satan in his excess sucked up the guiltless blood. Then thought I, Jesus, Lord, when thou shalt judge us all, hard is it to record on these men what will fall. Yet, Lord, I thee desire, for that they do to me, let them not taste the higher of their iniquity.